This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1884. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 29th, Algeria, Armenia, Austria, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Czechia, Eritrea, Germany, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Korea North, Korea South, Myanmar, Newfoundland, Oklahoma, Pridnestrovia, Puntland, Somaliland, Sudan, UK, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Via Rusty X, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says, I received a new program in Arabic from the 16th to the 23rd of June on medium wave 1350 kHz. It's the transmitter in Armenia. Arabic begins at 1927 and continues after 2030. There is news on the hour and half hour. It identifies as Al-Quds Radio or something similar. At the beginning, he thought it was the soundtrack of Al Jazeera television, but Al-Quds, of course, refers to Jerusalem. And this is the Palestinian radio listed on FM 102.7 in Gaza and 105.4 in Damascus. Between 1846 and 1916, there was a program in Russian called The Voice of Salvation with a studio in Israel, and then Al-Quds starting at 1927. Via Hardcore DX, Charlie Prince of Joystick says, once a year, a station called JOY broadcasts with 300 instead of 100 kilowatts via Austria on 7330, and that is supposed to happen Sunday, July 2nd at 1000 UT. Last week I mentioned that the Brazilian on 4885 Radio Clube do Pará had been off the air due to some legal problem. However, as of June 22nd, Renato Araújo, PY8WW, said it was back on the air after being off for 15 days for a legal ruling, not only from 4885, but from its medium wave 690. And another Brazilian DXer, José Ronaldo Xavier, known as JRX, in Cabedelo, Paraíba, confirms hearing it June 22nd at 0300 with a sports program, but a very poor signal and modulation. That may explain why I was also hearing a barely audible carrier, slightly offset to the high side as had been previously measured for Radio Clube do Pará around 4885.02, June 23rd at 0206 and 0558. Andy Reid in Ontario reports that CFQR 600 AM has begun testing from Montreal, the English sibling station to CFNV 940, which signed on last year. CFQR has 10 kilowatts day and 5 at night. This was as of June 25th. Taking note of this, Dan Goldfarb on the Medium Wave Mass Group says the site is Kanawake, and now there are steps being taken to diplex all four masts, which currently serve 940 kilohertz. Of course, 600 has a long history, particularly for CFCF. In IRCA DX Monitor, Canadian radio news from John Perkins via Dan Sis, dated June 24th, says CFQR testing on 600 at various times with open carrier are simulcasting mostly music from the website of CFNV. And as for that 940 station, so far, it has been off the air whenever CFQR has been testing on 600, and sometimes when they are not doing so, as they share the same transmitter site. Sheldon Harvey refers us to a long item in the Fagstein blog about the Montreal 940, 690, and 600 stations, their history, and the current situation. It was dated June 28th at blog.fagstein.com. That's by Steve Fagui, F-A-G-U-Y, who also writes for the Montreal Gazette. Among many other things, it says that June 30th was the deadline for 600 to go on the air, and they would not get any further extensions, so they just barely made it. Don Mumman in Alberta ran across some strange transmissions in the daytime on 6207.5 USB, involving a Royal Canadian Patrol vessel, number 57, and a private vessel calling itself something like Stormborn. The patrol vessel kept warning that it would fire a warning shot 500 or 300 yards in front of the other vessel, but the other one didn't really seem concerned. And in fact, when a countdown was broadcast for the actual firing, he concluded with bang, 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 which made it seem perhaps this was not really serious. It was some kind of training exercise. And something strange down on 5037 USB. Ron Howard in California reports the Chinese military number station designated VC01. June 24th at 1214 and at 1240 with numbers in Chinese. Poor reception. Info about this is on Hiroyuki Komatsubara's website, now on the radio, which can be found at radio.chobi.net/DX, those two letters in capitals. Sometimes I hear a very weak carrier considerably above 5910, but not enough to enjoy the Colombian music that Al Caravan Radio is presumably transmitting. I wonder if they're running low power. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, June 28th at 0405, also says it was weak and tiny when he measured it on 5910.353. From the Spanish version of the Miami Herald via the GRA blog via Juan Franco Crespo, news that the director of Radio Martí, or the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Malule González, has resigned. Her real name is Maria. She apparently is dissatisfied with the criticism she has been getting and expectations that the Trump regime would want to replace her anyway. We very much appreciate Anatoly Klepov and his RustyX, who go to the trouble of compiling information in English for the rest of the world, but they rely on Google Translation, resulting in some strange material. This item about the Czech Republic, Viktor Varzin, reports a QSL card from Radio Prague, heard through the internet, and also in the envelope was what is referred to as a floggle blinking, similar to a clip. So if anyone can explain what F-L-O-G-G-L-E blinking is, please let us know. Following up to last week's item about Eritrea being active again on the 40-meter handband with intrusive broadcasts, 7180 was reported by Tariq Zaidan in Egypt, June 23rd at 0330, a weak signal even there of voice of the broad masses of Eritrea. And then on June 24th, he also heard 7180 with some technical difficulties at 0348, but their other frequency, that date was 7160 from around 0310, which was presumed to be Eritrea. Exact frequency usage varies from day to day. Torsten Hallmann in Germany reports on June 25th, heard on 7180 but not 7160. 7180 was fairly strong and jammed in the usual manner with white noise by Ethiopia until 1700. He says using a web receiver in the Middle East, I can make out a schedule of roughly 0330 to 0700, 930 to 11, and somewhat before 14 until 1830. I checked June 27th at 0306 and found just barely audible carriers in AM on 7150 and on 7180. The upper one was almost buried by DRM noise jamming extending out to 7172 and 7188. No doubt from Ethiopia misusing a DRM transmitter. Wolfgang Büschel had also reported those two frequencies earlier in the European evening to IARU Intruder Watch. Alan Rowe in England reports on All India Radio's mailbag program, Faithfully Yours. He confirms it June 5th and 19th, Mondays at 19:10 and 22:10 UT. These seem to be new times, replacing 18:30 and 21:20. So the times may have changed on their other broadcasts as well. Anyhow, if it is not weekly, the next broadcast is therefore expected in 2 weeks on July 3rd. He says, I haven't yet established if Faithfully Yours is broadcast fortnightly on Mondays or on the first and third Mondays of the month. We'll need to check for a show or no show on the next fifth Monday, which will be July 31st. To the DX India Group, Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad warns us of special transmissions by All India Radio for cricket commentary. Matches between India and the West Indies are being played, resulting in extended schedules late into the Indian night. Since they are live broadcast, the ending time varies, of course, depending on the length of the match. Many AIR stations relay the programs on medium and shortwave and FM by extending their schedules. A good time to monitor some of the stations operating at unusual times into the night or early morning hours. The commentary is alternatively in Hindi and English. Here are the dates and times, but we won't go into the frequencies. June 30th at 12:30 to 20:30 UT. July 2nd at 12:30 to 20:30. July 6th at 14 to 22. And July 9th at 15 until 19:30 approximately. Ron Howard in California laments the current sad state of affairs regarding shortwave broadcasting from Indonesia. Nothing has been heard lately from Palangkaraya on 3325, and Atsunoy Ishida's website, rri.jpn.org, agrees. It was last heard on June 16th, but that opens the frequency for NBC Bougainville. Ron says, now I'm only hearing Indonesia via shortwave from RRI Ternate on 3345, but that is just an open carrier. And, of course, Voice of Indonesia with a poor signal around 9526. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on long wave from Ireland, 252 kilohertz. RTE Radio 1 per a recorded announcement via the SWLing post said it would be temporarily off the air, presumably in Irish Standard Time equals British Summer Time, starting Tuesday, June 27th at midday until 12:30 local time, Saturday, July 8th, to replace the transmission mast supporting base plate. The mast has been in continuous use for 27 years. For the time being, Algeria's Chantois is now clear on the frequency. And our reporter Dave Harries in Bristol says, thanks for the tip-off about this. I've always had difficulty getting Algeria 3, but they are coming in over at 2123 UT, June 28th. A good signal with no interference. North Korean DX specialist Arnulf Piontek in Berlin, Germany, says he's heard Pyongyang Pangsong on additional 4557 kilohertz via a receiver in South Korea between 11 and 16 UT, parallel to 3320 and 6400. Not sure of the exact transmission span. This apparently is something new to him, and he welcomes comments. Well, 4557, we remember, is a frequency which had been used by the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of the People, and which, of course, was heavily jammed, usually by noise, but WRTH says it's also jammed by a feed of Pyongyang Broadcasting Station. So it should not be too surprising to hear some North Korean service on that frequency now. Mount Originalist says it's not echo of unification, but the Pyongyang branch of the anti-imperialist National Democratic Front, but lately only relaying Pyongyang Bangsong. And Kai Ludwig reminds us that 4557 is in fact an old North Korean frequency. Ivo Ivanov rounds up some frequency changes concerning other clandestines for North Korea. Radio Free Asia is on new 9540 via Tinian, replacing 9700 at 21 to 22 UT, first reported by Tarek Sedan in Egypt as an NID in Korean. And the next ones are all transmitted via Uzbekistan. Voice of Martyrs, 1530 to 17 UT on 7525, replacing 7510. Radio Free North Korea at 11 to 13 on 15630. That is a time change or an expansion from only 1 hour at 12 to 13. Voice of Wilderness, 1330 to 1530 via Tashkent on 7625, replacing 7615. And North Korea Reform Radio at 1430 to 1530 still has a good signal on 11570. Via AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, and internet, this is World of Radio 1884. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Such funds help support our broadcasts and website, which are not supported by advertising. Consult worldofradio.com. Ron Howard updates us from California as of June 24th on other clandestines from South to North Korea. Echo of Hope, which likes to abbreviate itself VOH, was heard at 10:11 until 10:55, all in parallel on 5995, 6250, 6350, and 9100. While VOH on 4885 had different programming from the others, not merely out of sync. At 10:55, he confirmed 4885 was still VOH, with a series of the usual IDs saying VOH. And Voice of Freedom was back on former 5920 after a while on 5940, but with strong North Korean jamming from 10:05 through 12:52. Ron Howard reports an English lesson on Myanmar Radio 5985, Monday, June 26th at 12:20, with phrases in English explained in Burmese, such as, "We are going to hit that car." He's not sure the program name, but almost positive it was not a Radio Australia production. It might be rebroadcast on Wednesday at the same time. On June 23rd, Chris Smolinski in Maryland of Black Cat Systems advised me that CKZN Newfoundland was apparently off the air, at least not heard for several days of trying, and others had not been able to hear them either. Pity, as if they were off, it would be a time when we have a better chance of hearing Vancouver on the same frequency, CKZU, except it is apparently gone for good. Well, I checked as soon as possible, June 24th at 0427, and indeed could not hear any signal from CKZN, which had been just a smidgen below 6160. So, is another Canadian shortwave gone? We hope only temporarily. In the next few days, I and at least two others I know of have been trying to contact someone at CBC who's responsible for this, or at least knows what's going on with the shortwave transmitter in Newfoundland, but it's still missing as of June 28th with no definite word about its status. The following Oklahoma example no doubt applies elsewhere about the confusing situation regarding digital television and the repacking of more and more stations into fewer and fewer channels. I happen to notice listings for K2UL Tulsa, which is virtual Channel 8, where it used to be really, and now is on Channel 10 with its main transmitter. But there's also KTUL in Tulsa on Channel 24, according to W9WI.com, the proprietor of which, Doug Smith, explains. The KTUL transmitter on RF Channel 24 is located just north of McAllister, which is not near Tulsa. It's a digital replacement translator. From a technical standpoint, the same as an ordinary translator. From a regulatory standpoint, it's intended to fill gaps, areas where the station reached in analog but does not in digital. KTUL has an application on file for another one also on Channel 24, north of Tulsa, between Bartlesville and Coffeyville, Kansas. Digital replacement translators are part of the main station's license. They cannot be sold independently of the main station and cannot carry any programming besides a 100% relay of the main station. And they do not get their own call letters. The call letters of the Channel 24 transmitter are also KTUL. Well, I did not notice anything about McAllister in the listing. I may have deduced that, as Doug did, by consulting the coordinates. The following from a thread in the German language DX group, ADX, based in Austria, via Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX, about a strange signal being heard on 1429.7 kHz medium wave or on 1429.5. First reported by Art Rolf in Germany on June 18th around 21 UT and 0300. Or he says he was not hearing it at 0300. Patrick Robich in Austria says it's a spur from the Gregoriopol Pridnestrovia transmitter on 1413 kHz. And furthermore, there's another one on the other side. The exact measured areas of these variable spurs, 1396.703 to 0.738 and 1429.258 to 0.293. Radio Puntland from that region of Somalia has not been reported in quite a while, but Torsten Hamann in Germany was hearing a blank carrier of fair strength on its frequency 13800, June 25th, roughly from 10 to 16 UT, which would fit for Radio Puntland. Much more definite and reliable is Radio Hargeisa in the Somaliland area of Somalia on 7120. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports it June 24th at 1720 and 1755. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured it only 2 hertz below the frequency in Arabic at 0330 on June 28th. Really in Arabic rather than Somali, but he was not hearing it at 1420 because that was after the end of Ramadan, so they're back off the air during that hour between 14 and 15. Whenever I check for Radio Omdurman Sudan on 7205, I hear a carrier but no modulation. That's around 03 UT, I think. But Wolfgang Büschel was listening June 28th at 0338 and was hearing smooth Arabic and Sudanese music. On June 22nd, Manuel Mendez in Spain was also hearing 7205 at 1910 to 1923 in Arabic with comments and music. But on June 25th, Torsten Hallmann in Germany said tentatively Radio Omdurman or Voice of Africa had returned to 9505 for the afternoon portion. No modulation observed, however, around 1700 on 9505. When looking for Puntland on 13800, as I just mentioned, don't forget there is another station at other hours on that frequency which is much more easily heard, Radio Davanga via Madagascar, which Wolfgang Büschel reported at 0440 UT on June 28th. Chris Greenway, DXer, who also works for BBC Monitoring, informs us June 26th. BBCM staff were informed today the service will be leaving Caversham Park, its home since 1943. It will be relocated to London's new broadcasting house. Staff were also informed that BBCM would retain its Crosley Park receiving station 3 miles north of Caversham Park. BBCM will also continue to operate its 11 overseas bureaus, which are Cairo, Delhi, Istanbul, Jerusalem, Kabul, Kiev, Miami, Moscow, Nairobi, Tashkent, and Tbilisi. It appears that Hamburger Local Radio was off the air the weekend of June 24th and 25th, at least during World of Radio scheduled times, as we and others were not able to hear it. Wolfgang Büschel suggests it may have been because of thunderstorms causing a lot of damage. We also have a new time on WRMI, first reported June 17th by David Crystal in Israel via Wolfgang Büschel, Saturday at 2300 UT on 580, which we confirmed hearing the following week, June 24th. It hasn't been appearing on WRMI's schedule. Jake Longwell of our longtime affiliate, Global Community Radio, tells me that World of Radio and all other programming from GCR1 are now being carried on some low-power FM stations in California and Louisiana. That's 0100 UT Monday, KIEZLP Monroe, Louisiana, 106.7 at 8 p.m. Central. And in California at 6 p.m. Pacific, KFZRLP in Fraser Park, 93.3, and KLQSLP Agua Dulce on 96.7, and another one may be added on 106.9. I've noticed some different entries on WRMI's program schedule for 9955. The Cuban clandestine program Radio Libertad is now scheduled Monday through Friday at 23:30 to midnight UT, preceded by 15 minutes of news starting at 23:15. But I listened on the webcast to avoid the jamming and determined that was actually also just from Radio Libertad, and the news is all about Cuban opposition. There's also what I think is a new program called Moderna with Yadira Escobar, shown on WRMI's Facebook at 8:15 p.m. Eastern or midnight 15 UT, but not saying what day of week. I found it on the schedule for Sunday evening UT Monday for 15 minutes. It seems that Yadira Escobar is a Cuban in Miami who is a conservative centrist, a Cuban-American blogger, an optimistic realist, and a revolutionary nationalist and eternal being, according to what she says about herself. John Carver in Mid-North Indiana forwards a notice from the Power Hour. We deeply regret to announce the passing of Joyce Riley. With the greatest of sadness that we deliver to you today, the heartbreaking news of the death of our friend and fellow patriot, Joyce Riley, who died peacefully on June 25th, sent with love and remembrance from the Power Hour. During her long cancer illness, there have been substitute hosts who I suppose will be continuing the program, which is on WWCR 7490 and 13845, Monday through Friday at 12 to 15 UT. And repeated in the middle of the night from 07 until 1000 on 4840. And we are very sad to hear from his good friend Mark Sills that George Thurman, or Skip Thurman, has died on June 21st. Mark suggests memorials could be made to no-kill animal shelters, I suppose a cause that George cared about. Ron Howard forwards news from Ray Robinson of Voice of Hope Africa about the other shortwave station in Zambia. The government's ZNBC-1 on 5915 has been missing for at least a month, but it's not because of load shedding and lack of power. According to our chief engineer, they have high reflected power to the transmitter caused by a wire snapping high up on their curtain antenna. They need specialized repairs, probably by an antenna rigging firm. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices only 5 and 2 through July 12th, and then a G1 minor storm peaking at 20 and 5 on July 13th. Solar flux varying little in the mid-70s. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1884. Glenn Hauser hoping you'll hear me again next week.